Hey, babe. Look at you, all squeaky clean in your robe. How was your shower? Yeah, I got more lockdown supplies. Yep, I just washed them. 20 seconds. And again, after I put almost everything away. I was surprised they still had disinfecting wipes, but I got them too. Oh, there's just a box of disposable medical gloves. You know, just in case we need them. You know, I better make sure that they fit me though. So, let's just see. Here, I just gotta reach past you and. Let's see. I have tiny hands, so sometimes it can be hard to find the right fit. Nice one. Yeah, it's snug, but I guess that's how they're supposed to be. Well, black was the only color left, so it's not like I had a choice. And anyway, it's not like they're a fashion accessory. Well, they seem to fit fine. What do you think, babe? I see how you're looking at me. Oh, don't look away, babe. Look at my small gloved hands. Here, let me just dribble some of this onto my hand. Making a mess. What? No. No, young man. That's not hand sanitizer. I wouldn't waste hand sanitizer at a time like this. It's lubricant. Very slippery. Oh, wow. Look how shiny it makes these gloves. They look all wet. You like that little squish sound they make? You know, I've always known you had a secret little medical kink.
Now open your robe for me, young man.
What are you waiting for?
I have other patients, you know.
Now open your robe.
Good boy.
Oh my. It looks like you're experiencing some swelling. Is that why you're here today? To get some help for your swelling?
I thought so. Would you like me to examine you with these slick gloved hands?
Yes, I've seen cases like this before. I'm going to sit down here on this low stool. And just come stand in front of me with your legs apart. You just, This looks quite serious. First, let me check you here. You're... Young man, please don't be crude. We don't say balls in my office.
These things that I'm gently cradling in my slick gloved hands are your testicles. And they're so full and tight.
Am I hurting you the way I'm massaging them?
Good boy. Do you want me to continue?
It's okay. Let me hear your moans.
That's to be expected from the treatment.
It's important feedback, so I know I'm not hurting you. Now, am I correct that it's been a few days since your last sexual encounter?
That's what it feels like. Do you have any idea what's causing this fullness?
There's one of your crude words again. We don't say cum at this clinic. You're not full of cum.
Your testicles are full of seminal fluid. And the cure is very straightforward.
We need to release the pressure through...
That's right, much better. Through ejaculation. Would you like to perform the treatment yourself? Or...
Would you like me to treat you? Yes, I am a professional. And I know I'll be able to drain you more thoroughly than if you attempt the treatment yourself. Can you reach the lubricant on the table? Thank you. I'm gonna need much more to administer a cure. Get my gloves even more lubed up.
Do you like the feel of these gloves against your skin?
Yeah.
Listen to the sounds of your penis in my slick hand.
You are the optimal length for working with. Well, faster. You're telling me to go faster. Sir, please stick with what you know. I am the professional. And the treatment protocol calls for long, slow strokes with a tight grip. So tight I could just slip off. A nice tight grip for this slick, swollen, sensitive head. All the way down to these full, sensitive balls.
Oh no! Now you have me saying it.
No, I won't go faster. This is exactly the right speed. Oh, your penis is red and even more swollen.
Oh. What's that? You can't come like this. I'm sorry. You'll have to use the proper words in my clinic.
That's better. You can't ejaculate like this. Well, that is a problem, isn't it? These long, slow strokes seem to have you right on the edge, but you can't finish.
Is that right?
Well, I'm not going to change the speed of my strokes. But a more advanced technique is indicated in this situation.
Spread your legs a little more. Now, feel with my other hand. My finger rub this spot right here. Your perineum. Mm-hmm. Those moans are excellent. An indicator I'm in the right spot. And we're getting closer. What? No, that's not the advanced treatment. It's only the beginning. Keep concentrating on my firm, slow strokes. Good boy. Now take a deep breath. Good boy. Hold it. Now let it out. Shh. Your groans may disturb other patients.
I'm sorry I surprised you.
Yes. My finger is deep inside of you. But you're going to want to put your hands on my shoulders to steady yourself. Good boy. Because the moment I start to put firm pressure on your prostate, you're going to... Oh, there. There you go. Let it out. Feel my slow strokes inside and out. Yes, yes. Good boy. That's my good boy. Hold me tight. Your legs are shaking and I don't want to lose you. Again. There we go. Shoot it out for me. Good. Release it all. Do you have more to give me? Few more drops. Now deep breath again. And relax. Good boy.
Let me take these gloves off and... Oh my. You know, it is very unorthodox for the patient to slump down on his doctor's lap. But I'll let it happen this once since you've been such a good boy.
And you were such a good boy that I think we can come up with some additional treatments for you while we're under quarantine. We'll have nothing but time.